is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I guess we're just going to have to introduce this one, even though this is our last episode of Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with Jordan and
Keith.
Yes. Well, as I said before, we wanted to end on a good note. We wanted to end on our own terms. This is the last episode of Weird News we're ever going to have. So
that's not true.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay. Then another year of weird news coming right at you. But in the meantime, just in, like any
for
other episode.
I was about to say, you know, in my Jordan-esque way, for those of you who don't have enough caffeine, it's the Weird News with Jordan and Keith.
Okay.
Golden State Media Concepts. Weird News. Yes. So for those who don't have enough caffeine in your life, Jordan and Keith are here for you.
I was trying to talk about the first story for the last two times you repeated caffeine.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
caffeine,
fun.
I love it. Yes. I don't drink coffee. I drink soda. Yes. Go ahead.
I don't either. Okay, so.
Which
I'm,
is
I'm coffee over soda, though, if I had to.
I hear you. I understand.
I feel like soda, like I feel the diabetes entering me.
Bro, it's a rarity, bro. It's you know, you're never going to be coffee and soda. I mean,
I feel like we're
going to
get like sued by Coca-Cola after this podcast.
But we didn't say we drank Coke, so it's all good.
Yeah, no. We don't drink it.
We didn't say what we drink. We just say we drink soda. Well, I drink soda.
Where I'm
water
from
and coffee.
Coke means everything. It means soda. When you say I want a Coke, it
okay.
could mean a Dr. Pepper. They'll have to ask what kind of Coke. So.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, so I've seen that before.
That's another loophole. That's where
that's,
I'm from.
That's a
from,
southern thing.
From the South,
I can dig it. Yeah.
Everybody's
and where I'm
Coke.
From, it's like pop.
Really? You're a pop man.
That's where I'm from. So when I get back home, I have to say pop. I have to readjust my, you know, dialogue, my vocabulary.
It's fun to adjust, like, you know, I'm digressing here, yeah.
Yes. Weird news.
We call shopping carts buggies. Okay, so.
They are buggies, though. Gotcha.
So you too.
Yeah.
We're not so different, you and I.
No, we're not.
All right, well, I guess we have a show.
Right?
So the first news article we're going to talk about right now, I guess if you guys have read the description, this is kind of a dead-themed show. The show's not dead.
It wasn't planned.
No, it was very last-minute planned, but here we are. We've hit two themes, kind of, and we're going to jump into it.
Yes.
Keith, do you want to do this one with me?
Yes. So Puerto Rican man's dying wish. So,
oh, man.
You know,
and this is speaking of superheroes.
I mean, yes. So,
which we weren't.
I mean, I know it's. I mean, there's dying wishes, and then there's dying wishes. So
yeah. So you know? Okay, I'm taking over.
No,
I gave you a shot.
No, I'm not done. So
all right, take
hey,
two.
I want piles of money. You know, I want to go gambling. No, my man here, he wanted to be buried. You know, he was such a huge Green Lantern fan. He asked his family to bury him in a Green Lantern uniform.
Not even just Barry. For the wake, he's not in a casket. There's not a casket there.
No.
He's posed like an action figure in the corner of the room with a Green Lantern, which, you know, like the whole costume.
It's really cool and disturbing all at once. I mean,
cool
so I
and disturbing.
Yeah.
It's a different sewer than creepy.
You know, and we're not getting his name, and that's probably for his own protection, which is fine. It's a great picture of him. Talk about originality.
Yeah, nor would we say his name if we had it.
Well, that's true.
Because we're as respectful as
and that's true. Yeah, because he is deceased. And but, you know, best wake funeral ever at this point. Talk about A for originality.
You know, I want to do something like that. I want clowns to come to my funeral. Keith,
man,
you know, while we're
scary,
talking about
bro.
This, what would be your thing? What would be your, if you could do one special weird thing for your funeral, what would it be? Just so I know.
I haven't thought about it yet, man. You know,
should we get back to this like towards the end of the episode? Because this will be nice. Yeah. Like if they're like, well, Keith's, you know, dead. We're going to come out of the casket this. And then I come out of nowhere and be like, actually, I have a recording. Right. Keith would be like to dressed up like a vampire.
No.
And he wants his casket.
Not at all. If my favorite group is still around, I'd want them to perform at it and pass out.
Who would that be?
Libations to everyone and say have a party. That's what Keith would want. have a good time.
No, so. That's way too real, but in a nice way. I think that's ideally what a person would want on it.
Oh, yeah.
I would want clowns. I would want lots of clowns.
You want to scare people.
I want them to be so afraid that they're not scared. They're not sad anymore.
Like, you're so wrong.
I'm so scared of my life. I'm just happy I'm still alive now because there's way too many clowns in this room.
Yeah,
it's kind of like you're
so
deflecting
wrong.
The sadness. You're trying to do it with happiness, but I feel like that'd still make me feel sad. I want people terrified. They're like, how can I be sad at a time like this? There are clowns surrounding me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, either way, Green Lantern funeral.
Yeah, so, you know, shout out to his family for being so supportive.
That really was that a cool thing. I feel like a lot of people wouldn't be up for that because
So it was cool, and this guy was definitely a special person in a really very good, cool way that he, you know, because that's not the request you're going to get from somebody.
No, but really to cool. request and be in all seriousness, this is what I want to go through with.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of respect for that. That's cool. You had an idea, and you know, you're not letting anything else get in the way of that.
You guys got to go online and take a look at that. It's a great picture. It's really cool. And he looks so stoic, and he's just so he's looking fierce, too, in the picture. I'm digging that. So.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
clowns and libations aside, this is it right
yeah,
here.
So right on. So yeah, that's the his dying request, and it was cool. So I have to give you that. So yeah.
I'm giving it to him.
Oh, yeah.
We've got other news, though.
Yes, we do. Yes,
and
we do.
It's not a lie.
Talk to me.
I'll prove it to you by saying this right here.
Tell me.
It happened in good old New Zealand.
What's
it's
that?
Weird, you know, Keith.
Yes.
It feels like a lot of these stories that we come from, they're all from the same places, you know.
Right?
New Zealand's got surprisingly a lot of strange stuff going on there.
Yes. Yes, there does.
Yeah. So there was a kebab owner there, right?
Uh-huh.
And someone was trying to rob him. And he, you know, kind of thwarted the robbery just by ignoring him the entire time. He has a gun pointed in his face, and he's just carrying out everything, okay?
He's like, you don't exist. You're a loser. I'm doing my job.
His demeanor was just kind of like whatever. He was just like not even paying attention. He's just, you know, going to help this other person, get them this, do that for them. And the guy who's just pointing the gun, I guess he's just kind of like,
confused.
What do I do? It's either shoot this man or run away.
So apparently you're not a good robber, dude. So which is not a bad thing. You're not supposed to be an expert thief. You know? That's a
social
good
media dubbed this man as the chillest chip shop operator, which is the coolest name I think anyone's ever been given title-wise.
This is in New Zealand. What's the guy's name?
Ahmed. Good old Ahmed.
You're not going to take a stab at the last name, or is it kind of hard to pronounce?
That is his last name. His first name is Said.
Is it S-A-I-D, like Saeed?
Yeah.
Saeed?
S-A-I-D, Saeed Ahmed.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's our big problem. We're constantly mispronouncing stuff.
But we got it right this time.
We got it right this time.
People, haters.
1 out of 28 bad, folks. How's that, Mr. Mark Ruffalo?
It's Ruffalo.
Doesn't matter. All right, so we've got...
I'm calling Clay. Go ahead.
Call him Clay. And
I know, it's an old Coming to America reference.
It was good. I think everyone's going to get it, and if they didn't, they're going to enjoy that we enjoyed it, you know?
Yep.
Like, well, I don't know what's going on, but these guys know how to laugh. It's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So cool. So right on.
He's been running the shop for 15 years, bud. And
in New Zealand.
It's actually getting real viral, this whole him completely ignoring a gun to his face.
And that's
like
good
it didn't
business.
Happen.
That's good business.
That is good business. I want to go here.
I know, right? Shake his hand.
I don't
hand.
Even care if the food's
man,
bad.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the food's probably good if he's been in business for 15 years. Just saying.
Yeah, he's doing something right.
Right?
Yeah. And that's a good point,
yeah.
Keith. You know,
I
quickly dismissed it as something that didn't matter.
Oh, the world needs more delis, bro.
He says his quote with it, though, was saying that he's not a hero. You know, I controlled my reaction. Quite lucky because that reaction come to my head in that moment. So I guess at the moment, right when it happened, this wasn't even premeditated what I'd do if someone broke in.
Well, he was very fortunate because it could have went a whole different way.
Just ignore it like a bee.
We're glad he's alive to tell that story.
Glad he's alive, yeah. That was very cool. So when we go to New Zealand, that's where we're heading.
Exactly.
Speaking, can I say this isn't just a body-themed episode? Because we've also got a lot of other things coming up.
With live bodies.
Live. So this episode pretty much entails everything.
Right? Exactly.
It can be dead or alive. It can be anything.
It's weird news. Bam!
So I'm gonna go with one, and I don't know if we can get through it all without a commercial break, but we're gonna try.
We're gonna do it. We can do it. Yes,
I guess
we can.
Is the body episode slash thieves episode. This is a thieves special.
Okay.
Because this is about the children. This happened a few months ago. This is still very cool. It's worth it. Bringing back up children on an Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
Formed a human arrow to direct British police.
That is so cool. So creative.
So these kids were hunting in this area, you know, for Easter eggs, as kids tend to do, right?
Yeah, Easter egg hunt.
So yeah, you know.
The most, you know, pleasant type of hunting you could ever do.
Kids enjoy it. I don't get it, but yeah, Easter eggs.
Oh, come on, dude.
No, I get it. They're fun.
You get it. Yeah. Especially when you're a kid. And they get all colored up and stuff, little eggs.
It's cute just talking about it, bud.
Exactly. Go ahead.
But, yeah, so they're seeing a helicopter that's, you know, riding around looking for these two criminals, these two thieves.
Right.
Burglars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still mispronouncing.
Burglars. Burglar.
Yeah.
Now you're doing it on purpose.
I did it on purpose. That's true.
It's all good, man. Burglar.
So the kids were, they saw where the direction of these thieves were heading, and the cops, the helicopter was still circling around. So what the kids did were they all laid on the ground and created a human arrow that was pointing in the direction of the thieves, and that's how the helicopter was able to identify, and they were able to apprehend the men.
I'm still in shock. Please. Jordan, tell me, where was this at again? In Europe?
Good old England. Yes, sir.
Okay, what county or city?
The county of England.
I
know what you mean. I think it's cute when you say it out loud. Like, the thought of that.
Yeah.
They were in Surrey.
Okay, Surrey. Right on. All right.
God, now I'm self-conscious about mispronouncing everything.
That's why I don't trip off of it. We may be pronouncing this wrong.
I feel so like in Weird News, it's totally okay not to pronounce everything right.
Exactly.
I think that's our right.
Yeah, as long as my content is still good, bam, there it is.
There we go.
Let me tell you, brother. Go ahead. So
I love that your catchphrase in the show is slowly becoming a catchphrase someone else already has.
Right? My Hulk Hogan, it just happens to me randomly, but go ahead.
You guys should see it. It's like Tourette's. It pops up.
I knew
he was in the bathroom once because I heard him say it in his song.
Oh, that is so wrong. But that was good, though. I have to give you props on that one. That was good. That's a good bit. Go ahead.
We have to go to a commercial break soon, but I did just want to bring up how crazy the ingenuity, how clever these kids were. I mean, they were rewarded because the helicopter came down, they greeted the kids, and they gave them all chocolates. Which I feel like.
So that's love, man. That's cool. So you acknowledge what the kids did, and you told them, the kids were helping. They were helping the law. They weren't breaking the law. They wanted to help the law. That's beautiful.
Well, they were children, but they did. They did good. These were Easter egg hunting children. I feel.
I know. So they're on holiday, basically, doing Easter egg hunt, and they're like performing a civic duty. That's awesome.
I think
you can see the video. You can go online. You could see this. So this really happened because, when Jordan and I were talking about this, I'm like, make sure that's a real story. And it's a real story. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
So we ran way too over. We need to go to our commercial
break. We're going
break
to break
right
now.
Now.
When we commercials, come back, you love them.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but these are the best Weird News we've ever done. They don't get better than this next week. So we'll see you guys very soon.
Exactly.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Who's ready to make some boys? It's the Golden State Media Concept Weird News Podcast. We were returning back. Do you like that? Because that's what I would say if I was a doctor and I was doing a birth for somebody and the birth was going to be a boy.
An obstetrician? Okay.
I'd say, who's ready to make some boys? Yeah.
All right.
That's all cute, right?
That's,
like,
okay.
If you were having a kid and a doctor said that, you would think, I like this doctor. I trust him. We're in good hands.
My wife might be like, I don't like that doctor.
No, there's a good chance. I'd be a very polarizing doctor.
Exactly. So he's out of there. So... So, welcome back to Weird News. I'm Keith, and that's Jordan.
I'm Jordan. And Jordan, and that's Keith. Yeah.
Yes, this is true. Go ahead.
That was cute. We
I know.
No, you go.
Yes, thank you. So, you know, thrift store shopping. So, you know, when you go thrift store shopping, you do it for different reasons. You know, you do it because you want clothes, music, you know, trinkets.
You like that Macklemore song, and you just want to kind of experience it?
You know, I'm aware of him, but I don't remember that song. I have to hear it again. I've heard some of his stuff, but I have to hear that song. So I do like him, though.
I'm afraid to sing it. I don't want to get sued. I'm going to pop some tags on. Like,
you're not going to get sued.
No. Macklemore's a cool guy. We're good friends. He would definitely let me use this.
But anyway, Speaking of thrift shops.
I don't know Macklemore.
On my way to the thrift shop. So in Florida, a woman finds remains at the thrift shop. So what happens? So this is crazy. So a man who died 28 years ago, you know, he finally gets his ashes spread. Mm-hmm. So what happens? Brittany Gaither. Or Gaither. It's G-A-I-T-H-E-R. So I'll let you pronounce that yourself.
It sounds like you're saying geyser, but you have a lisp.
And I don't. So,
Old Faithful is my favorite Gaither.
Right. So she was shopping at the Coronado Thrift and Boutique Shop in New Smyrna Beach.
Okay.
I want to say Bobby Schmurder with New Smyrna. So she found this wooden box in the dresser drawer. So, I mean, okay.
I'm just imagining everything you're saying has a lisp on it.
You're so wrong, dude. Now people with lisps are going to get all mad.
Yeah,
so stop it.
Right. I'm sorry.
We got love for you, too. We got love for everybody.
So. I feel like I can say whatever I want because you're going to apologize for it. So we're good to go. Yeah.
I'm not trying to enable you, Jordan.
No, absolutely not. That's just a byproduct of trying to save your own butt, too.
Right?
Okay, so what were you saying?
So I was trying to get through the story. So, of course, you know, it's natural. You're shopping, you know, at the thrift store and you see a dresser that you like. So, of course, you're going to open the drawers. That's normal, right?
Yeah.
You're not expecting to find someone's dead ash, some ashes from a dead person. You know?
Do we know for a fact that they were dead man's ashes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my first and only question.
Yeah. So when she opened up the drawer, it said Phoenix Funeral Home. You know, that was the label of Robert Roy Rusty Fanning.
Oh, we weren't supposed to say the names of dead people, I thought.
Where'd you hear that from?
Well, we just agreed that we wouldn't do that from the agreement. I guess it's too late now.
No.
It's obvious we have no morals. We have no principles that we don't sell out.
You know, so.
I feel like this isn't our first episode where we, in the beginning, said we won't do that. We're very noble people. And then by the end of it, we were doing just that very thing.
I don't think we ever said that.
We said in the beginning that we would not say a dead person's name because we have respect for the dead.
I don't remember that, but okay.
No. I think we should keep everything we've done. I like the fact that. We're morally lost.
It's not being morally lost. This is just what happened.
How long has he been dead? What?
So 28 years, man.
28 years. Oh, okay. Well, I guess, yeah, it's not too soon. I think we're safe.
He was cremated in 1988, so.
Yeah, well, I feel like we can make that.
So,
we can make
you know, lines. Shout out to Brittany, though. You know, she was real cool. She tracked down the family. She posted on the Facebook status, so. And that got shared 120 times. And she finally got a hold of his brother. And she mailed off the ashes.
Wow.
And they
did the brother, or was he like, hey, we've been looking for these, thanks, thought we lost them.
I mean,
the
it
move.
Doesn't say, but that's pretty much fair to say.
Yeah,
know, that's,
yeah.
I'm sure he was very highly appreciative.
What if he was like, oh, my God, I have a brother?
Come on, Jordan.
Okay,
just,
no, you're right.
That's
right.
Just wrong.
We respect you, everybody. Right.
Come on.
Go on. What is
that? So, you know, here's interesting, though. She mailed it to Flagstaff, Arizona.
Good old Flagstaff.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess that's where the brother's living. So, but you know, there's closure.
You said that
now.
Like there's correlation between Flagstaff and us. Is there something I'm not remembering?
I think
about
of
Flagstaff?
Arizona. I think of Phoenix and Flagstaff. I don't know why I think of Flagstaff.
I think I like Flagstaff's name, and I always
right?
I also think about Flagstaff. It's just
Flagstaff and Phoenix.
It's a cute little name, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
So
I'm happy with what we've done.
Yeah,
in the show.
One of my best friends actually, he grew up on a street called Flagstaff. Actually, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I grew up on a street called Dock Drive, but that's irrelevant. So,
yeah, okay,
yeah,
if you say so.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. I guess it is. Sure, that's fine.
Yeah, no. Now that I said it out loud, I guess it had nothing to do with Flagstaff. Yours
Not
was
at all.
Good, mine wasn't.
It's
but
okay.
Let's keep going.
It
yeah, it does.
But yeah, so shout out to Brittany Gaither or Gaither.
Gaither.
That could be like a German name there. I'm not quite sure. So she's awesome. That was very nice and considerate of you to do that. So my question is, did you buy the dresser? So you know,
yeah.
So
I don't think it's German if it's Gaither. I think if it was Panzer, it would be German.
No, Gaither, like Gunther? I don't know. We don't know. We really don't have to. We can look it up later.
But, yeah, that's
know,
true.
Pat's
yeah.
got podcast going on right now. So
yeah, you're right. You're right. You know. By the way, you know what it would sound like if you said Panzer, but you had a lisp.
Panther. Leave the whole lisp thing.
You're
alone,
right.
Bro.
No, what am I doing? We'll edit it out. Sorry, guys.
Let
all
it
right.
go, bro.
We've got other stuff to do, though.
You know, you're obsessed just, with lisps. Lisp, I, see? And you stop it. All right. So what's okay. the next story, dude?
Well, I was going to ask. I kind of had some stuff I wanted to ask about this, but no, you know.
Oh, what? What do you want to ask about
well,
this story?
Really, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Did she get a discount?
I know, right? but you know, the Coronado Thrift and Boutique Shop was probably not. Who knows?
Unforgiving. Yeah.
Who knows? You know, I mean, that's just strange. I mean, I wonder if someone got chastised for not checking the dresser.
I'm sure
drawers.
That's not the first time there was a dead body in a thrift store. I mean,
I hope that was.
No.
But,
I mean,
but you never know. You never know.
Yeah. No, we never know.
But we have a break coming up, though.
We do. We have a break, and when we come up, we're gonna go ahead and get through with the rest of our articles.
Yes. So
stories.
Yeah, we have live bodies still.
Live bodies.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you guys. we'll see you guys very soon after this break.
Commercials. All love right. them. Believe.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Keith.
And that's Keith.
I just now, said that, dude.
We've got some good stories today.
oh, he made fun of me with the accent.
We're going right. to go ahead and start her off with the big story of the evening. Are you ready, Keith?
I'm ready.
I think this is why they came to the show.
What is it? Talk to me.
Well, maybe, probably. I don't know. That's up to you guys. But
you got
to
keep
the
momentum
this.
Going, bro. Don't lose the confidence now.
I constantly build up the momentum, and then I just drop it flat.
Yeah,
but
what's up?
We're working on it. That's a work in progress. Right now, though, we're going to be talking about
what?
The burglary, the human brain. The human brain. spoilers away. You guys saw the description. Oh, you know what this is about.
Okay. So, yeah. So there's people who get high, and then there's people who get high. So.
Can I say that that you've been doing that like a few times? Like there's coming home to your house, and then there's coming home to
your house.
Keith, you got to come up with a different thing to introduce.
Oh
no,
man, no, I'm loving how I'm loving that I'm doing that.
But then
right
space
now.
It out a bit.
I'm loving that I'm doing that right now, and so are you. You just don't want to admit it.
I do, but we can't make this a habit throughout. I think
it's just
it's
this
a
podcast,
good joke
bro.
As it is.
It's just yeah. this podcast. I mean, yeah, you know.
It's a podcast. It's a quality podcast.
Exactly.
Quality
so
podcast.
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, yeah. dude. I mean, so you know, too much time on my hands.
Right,
but go
okay.
ahead. I
we're
mean, good. And that's and you
lawsuits,
know,
Keith.
There's a reason why I say that. There's a reason why I say
okay,
that.
Okay. Can you say it again? So I don't. I don't.
There's
take
too
a
much time on my hands.
No. Do your news story enter like.
Oh.
Can you say it again?
What? Too much time?
No,
on
not
my
the song.
Hands.
The thing that you're oh, doing now.
So yeah. there's getting high. And there's getting high.
I liked it better when you put more emphasis like, okay, so there's getting high and there's getting high. Like, which,
yeah.
by the way, when you did that the first time, it almost felt like you were glamorizing the second high. Like.
Well, yeah, and I am not advocating for anybody to get high. The reason why we mentioned that is
it's almost like you're saying a good
story.
Way, like, there's sushi and then there's sushi. Like oh,
well,
man, this
yeah.
is the good high.
Well yeah.
To
I
the
mean,
point, though, there's a human brain.
Yeah, please tell the story, bro.
Someone's taken a human brain, right? They uh-huh. stuffed it into they stepped into a Walmart bag, and they uh-huh. went home with it. And they're using it to get marijuana. They're using it to smoke marijuana. They're putting their formaldehyde in the brain to get higher. So they
please tell me this person's name. He has to be called out. Just who is this person, dude?
Oh man,
is it there?
And disrespect the poor innocent. Of course, I'm going to give you his name. His name's Joshua Long. He's 26 years old. Which is
Joshua? What's going on, son? Too much time on your hands. I mean, come on, dude. Really? Yeah. I mean, you might. Do you get an A for originality? Maybe. I suppose.
Well,
A minus. I don't
know. His aunt found the brain underneath the front porch of a vacant trailer. And good old
serial killer. Go ahead.
Was that a song?
Yeah, but okay. Probably more than one, though.
Yeah, so. No, I'm sure that's 90% of songs start off with the word serial killer. So it's not just you.
I mean, no, so the aunt finds a brain underneath her nephew's bed. I mean,
yeah. So they find that they find it in the vacant trailer. They see it, you know, it's in a container, uh-huh. a display container, and stuffed into a Walmart bag.
You get the brain from Walmart?
The trailer was a former home of these two robbery suspects that are on the run by the police.
No, okay? He didn't get the brain from Walmart. He didn't
get the brain from Walmart.
He just got a bag. Okay, go ahead.
Just the bag, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The family members there, God, I don't even know where to go with this. I guess they were using the brain. And they were, is this kind of like cannibalism in a way?
Oh, wait a minute. So it's not just Joshua, it's a family affair? Is that what you're telling me?
No. That it was just him and his friend. They used the formaldehyde that preserved the brain. Okay, so it's not, I guess it's not cannibalism. You're using the stuff around it. But
because you have to eat for it to be cannibalism.
Yeah, it's kind of like stoner cannibalism, right? Like yeah, you're towards stoner cannibalism.
Yeah, you're leaning in that direction, but not quite there.
Yeah,
this is strange. This is weird, huh?
Go ahead. It's creepy, weird, disturbing. Oh my!
See, no, I can't do it now because you just ruined it for me.
Well, I'm glad because frankly, though, we need an update. But thank you.
That was good, though.
I like to imagine a Wizard of Oz kind of thing that's happening.
That would be cool too, actually. Yeah. But go ahead. I mean, so where'd they get the brain from? I mean, what is wrong with you?
Well, they found the vacant trailer. That part, you remember?
Oh, so that's what the bacon trailer was.
Bacon
about.
Trailer
okay.
belonging to
okay,
two
my
former
bad.
Robbers.
I gotta pay attention. That's on me.
It's okay.
Right,
it's okay.
Bad.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna.
All right.
I'm not gonna take you down because of that. That's
I appreciate
fine.
It.
We're okay.
So bacon.
They nicknamed it Freddy. They nicknamed the brain Freddy, and they were using the formaldehyde preserving it to put on the marijuana for some wet marijuana. Is what
so,
they called it.
So what was their? Why was there a brain in the vacant trailer?
Well, they were robbers. I guess they saw a brain and they're like, well, this is cool, you know. So they're currently in prison with a $100,000 bail.
Yeah, you think?
$100,000. And that's way more than some of the other guys here.
Naughty man, Joshua.
Like the defecator. Man. Yeah.
Oh, man. This is just wrong, dude. Snorting brain. That's all.
Snorting brain.
Oh, man. That's just wow. And we used to think that, well, yeah, I ain't going to even say it. That's just.
I really want to know what you're going to say, but I'm scared of having to edit this out. We're already on a time crunch, I think.
Okay, was there any more with that one? Because we got some more stuff, and we're going to get to it, darn it.
I think that was it. I think
Dagnabbit.
I think we can be finished talking about it.
All
you
right.
You want to do the ATM?
I want to do the British lady and the bacon. You want to do? So, well, we can talk about ATM. All right, not a problem.
We'll do British lady next week.
No, we're doing British lady this week.
Well, let's do British ATM. So vague. We'll do ATM next week. We'll do British. This
no,
week.
We're doing it all.
We're being
all.
Way too polite.
We're mad
right
with
now.
Power. Mad with power. With weird news power. We're fine, bro. We are fine.
Let's do bacon. Save the bacon.
So save the bacon. All right. So, you know, an elderly British woman, senior citizen, she fends off a burglar using bacon. Yeah, bacon has all kinds of good uses. Apparently, self defense is not one of them. So you gotta love it. So you
was
gotta,
it not one of them, or did she kind of did this turn out in her favor?
It just turned out in her favor. Self bacon
so
is self defense now.
It is self defense. Yeah.
Yeah. She, so
correct 86, what you
yeah,
said earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. 86-year-old woman. So
she beat him over the head with a packet of bacon.
Yes.
This was in England, right? This
yes.
Is British
in
woman.
Manchester.
Good old Manchester.
Yes. Yes. So very cool. So. So the lady was, okay, so she was, All right. So basically what happened, you know, she was approached by this unidentified female in the grocery store. So now the lady had saw her earlier withdrawing a large amount of money from the ATM. That's why people, when you're going to the ATM, just be aware of your surroundings, because you never know who's watching. So you do have to be careful. That's serious. But so she followed the lady into the grocery store. And then, you know, she thought she was so smart and so slick. She's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, this is going to be an easy peasy thing for me to do. So she approached the lady and, you know, she grabbed her and she asked for the money that she had withdrawn. So the lady was like, she looked around and she saw a packet of bacon, and she just started hitting her with it. Just clobbering, you know, and then the lady left. I mean, she had to run off because she wasn't expecting for this 86-year-old woman to defend herself. But, you know, the lady, she's safe. She was a little, you know, shook by what happened, but she's okay. And they haven't found the lady yet. So,
no? I mean, was there footage about this? Normally when we tell these stories, someone's
unfortunately, in the process
of getting caught.
If there was footage, they didn't give it. Because, you know, like in London, they have the CCTV, so they got cameras everywhere. But the one time we want to see it, we can't see it, at least not yet. So just a nice picture of bacon that makes me want hungry. So, you know. But, yeah, bacon was used for self-defense. Right on, bacon. We love it. I mean, yeah, so
yeah, bacon was used for self-defense. I love this
in Manchester, England. You got to love it. Yeah, so the 86-year-old lady, she has some fire in her. So looks can be deceiving. Don't get it twisted. You know, she had fire, and she's like, you ain't having my money. Yeah, I'm not. She's like, I'm not going out. I'm not going out like that. Lady got the beat down.
Lady
she
got
had
the
to
beat
leave
down.
Town. See? Freestyle. Lady. Ooh. Yeah, I know you like it. I got
that
bars.
That was a good one. I like that.
I appreciate that.
That
I got
that
bars.
That was a really good one.
Thank you.
I guess we should finish this.
Give me some more. You gotta give me one more. One or two more. Come on.
We've got one more story here.
Give it to me.
This is our Pokemon Go story.
Which one?
This one is about the Bosnia Pokemon Go story.
Uh-huh.
Which sounds like the lightest headline I've ever read for a story
about
Bosnia.
So what happened? Pokemon
right?
Go. What happened?
So there was the first. I will get into this. Pokemon Go, Bosnia warned players of the minefields. So there's minefields left over from the 1990s in Bosnia, from, you know, Bosnia affairs in the 1990s.
I'm shaking my head in the studio. You guys can't see it, but I'm already shaking my head. Go ahead.
So, the landmines are still out there. 600 people have died from landmines in Bosnia since the end of the war. So now they're kind of warning because people are kind of going around, walking around. Looking for, you know, just Pokemon.
That's just scary. Yeah, that's just really scary.
Yeah, yeah, that one is a little bit scary.
So I like Pokemon, you know, I think that's cool, but I don't like it that much. So, do not want to get my foot blown up. No, I'm not the one. So won't be going to Bosnia anytime soon.
Okay. And I'm going to finish this story with a more Pokemon Go. Just one to finish a little bit lighter because Bosnia, landmines, it just seems way too much.
You went
much
down
to
that rabbit hole, bro.
I did. I went too fast. So I'm going to go ahead on a lighter note, okay?
Yes.
A very lighter note. A man shot these two people that he mistook for thieves while they were playing Pokemon Go.
How was that a lighter note?
I don't know. Now that
what is wrong with you?
That's
not light.
You know, now that you mention it, Keith, you're right. That doesn't sound light whatsoever.
So please allow me, sir. So
they weren't hurt. They weren't hurt, okay? Two teenagers were playing Pokemon Go late at night in their car in Florida, and they were shot at by the householder who mistook them for burglars.
Oh, man.
They weren't shot. They were shot at. I'm sorry. I spoke too soon. He said that he heard them saying he shot at them when he heard one of them say, "Did you get anything?" And he thought they were breaking.
Oh, let me shoot him. Okay. Yeah,
well, he thought that they like broke into his house and they're like, "Did you get anything?" Like thieving wise,
and they're in the car.
Yeah, and he's like, "Well, no, you don't get anything." So he started shooting.
Oh, Jordan, today you've been, you have, today you were, you know, I got love for you, man, but today you're the Sith Lord host today, dude.
Sith Lord host, yeah.
You're Darth Jordan today, dude.
So there's so many more. We just want to go ahead and throw that in, a little fun segment.
Well, thank you, though.
That's cute, though, right? That's a cute ending,
no,
right?
No, it's not. Not at all.
He was shot at because he heard them say, did you get anything? Yeah, which is, did you get any Pokemon?
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Yeah, it's cute. Okay, well, so I guess that's all of our show.
So once again, thanks for listening. We do appreciate all of you who do listen to us.
Yeah, yeah. Our show may not always... I think it's good.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can like us on Facebook. You can catch us at Google Play, SoundCloud, GSMCpodcast.com. So this is Keith. And that's,
this is Jordan.
And this has been Golden State Meeting Concepts Weird News.
Weird News. We've had a lot of fun here. I think we've learned a lot of things. And I can't wait to see you guys next week.
Jordan is the Sith Lord this week.
Yeah, no. Not all episodes have a happy ending, but I can promise you guys this. It does have an ending. And
down
you guys just heard
hole,
it.
Bro.
So we will see you next week.
Yeah, bro.
Down the rabbit hole.
Keep that red lightsaber away, bro. Just keep it away, dude.
Okay.
You are not killing me today, dude. Thanks again, and we'll see you somewhere out in space.